Today's Man Law is brought to you, as usual, by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, which is just east of Grand Rapids, about 20 minutes. Great pasties. If a bet is made and the challenge is completed, then the bettor may recoup his money by immediately completing a more daring challenge. If he refuses the challenge or chooses not to propose one, then and only then must the money be paid. Pay your bets, boys.
That's a diagnosis of a bet right there, baby. But I guess that's how they work. But I'm betting on the Super Bowl being a great game with the Falcons and the Pats.
Yeah.
It's a week from tomorrow, right? And
yeah.
But anyway,
I'm glad Atlanta's in it because Ryan is due.
Well, he's an underappreciated dude.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
He's just steady Eddie, man.
He's the
Rodney
Dangerfield.
He just plugs his way down the field. It was great watching him pick off the Packers. And of course, Tom Brady doesn't need any introduction. I mean, this could be his last big year. He's 39 years old.
Right.
So, but man.
Why not?
Just,
you know, it's that whole thing is go out on top.
Yeah.
Go out on top. Why not?
Yeah. So I'm probably rooting a little bit more for New England, but it's a toss up. I like both teams. They're both stellar. They both deserve to be there. And they're both winners.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you got to have food that's a winner for the game.
What are you
going to be making?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go down the road of ease and volume. And what I mean by that is probably put a couple pork butts on. You could even do those on Saturday, a week from today. And then serve them on Sunday when people come over. And it all doesn't have to be a big old pulled pork sandwich. But before we get there, if you've not done a pork butt on the grill, there's two things that are really cool about these. And on the smoker, let me correct that, not on the grill. The cool thing is it's 1.5 pound meat, guys. So if you jack it up, it doesn't matter.
Chuck it,
right? But you can't. It's so forgiving. It's so easy to do. So just wanted to give you 10 seconds of put this stuff on a smoker. We rub French's mustard on the outside of it, right? And that all that does is make it sticky so that I can take a barbecued rub, any one you like, usually got a lot of sugar, a little paprika in it, and some garlic and whatever, but it's a commercial rub. Buy one. This pork butt is a big hunk of dense meat.
Yep.
They come with and without the bone. I prefer to have the ones with the bone in only because when that bone is exposed about an inch, it's done. I use a thermopen, and we bring that stuff to 190 degrees. That's when it's done. But if you don't have one of those, that bone is an indicator. So
you know,
it's easy to do.
And you said chuck it, and I'm going that way. I would say pulled pork and a chuck roast on the smoker. A chuck roast, of course, you're only going to need to throw on for about 4 or 5 hours. But I'm going to go with some nachos. I'm going to go with some smoked chuck nachos and might do some pulled pork nachos. But at my house and almost like anywhere you go, when you put a big plate or pan of nachos out, they just go. So
sure.
You get your big cookie sheets out and you do up a couple big trays of those. Of course, you got to do wings. A great way to do wings, if you don't have a smoker, is like we mentioned, just pre-bake them a little bit and then throw them on the grill. Dip them in Frank's when you're done. Or, you know, if you're anywhere near anybody that sells original Juan products, they have a couple great wing sauces. Just dip them in the sauce before you serve them, kind of like Big Bob Gibson does with his white sauce. You pull them off the grill, you dip them in the sauce, and you put them on the platter. That's all you need to do. You don't need to grill them with that sauce.
And
on
generally
them.
With those sauces, you want those a little thinner. Don't get a big, thick, sweet baby
right.
Ray's to dip
no.
it in, because that's all you'll taste is
right.
the sauce.
Exactly.
If you do it in a thick one, you want a little bit thinner. If you're using sweet baby Ray's, you like that profile, cut that with a little beer.
Vinegar.
Throw some beer vinegar in it, whip it up and make it thinner.
Or just get a good sauce.
Yeah. There's that too. But anyway, we're hoping that you all have a great weekend. Get out in your backyard. Create some grill envy in your neighborhood. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're looking forward to speaking with you next week.